This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
WEEI Afternoons, winding down a long week, even though it was a short week because of the holiday. Coming up on our usual Friday catch-all, odds and ends, expanded edition. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to start with something. You just referenced Fitzy, Chris Sale. And Chris Sale made some history recently. He recorded his 2,500th strikeout, which probably isn't surprising. You're like, he's a good pitcher, Cy Young, strikes out a lot of guys. Okay.
Gets hurt a lot.
This guy, very negative, this Ted Johnson today.
That's
Or is
honest,
he a realist?
The truth is never mean. But he became the fastest. I saw this headline, and then I had to like do a little research, and it makes sense. He became the fastest pitcher in history to reach 2,500 strikeouts. And you're like,
wow.
That's interesting. Wouldn't have thought that.
There's like a lot of like guys like
Nolan Ryan,
Randy Johnson. Walter Johnson, all these old guys.
Justin Verlander.
And then it made sense to me because they are calculating it by innings pitched. He's the fewest innings pitched to reach 2,500 Ks. What sways him is what you said, Ted. He gets hurt a lot. When he's actually on the mound, he pitches well, strikes guys out. He gets that fastball going, the slider going. It's just... Well, then he could miss 3 months, and then he could miss a half a season and all this, because he's 36 years old. Mm-hmm. So that's that weird part. But we have some interesting audio here from MLB Network talking about Chris Sale's 2,500 strikeout and a bit of a interesting take, I guess.
Another 1-2, and Sale got him. Career strikeout, number 2,500.
That puts him 40th all-time on the all-time strikeout list. By the end of the season, he could be in the low to mid-20s, passing guys like Bob Feller, Warren Spahn, Tom Glavin. I think the Hall of Fame resume is already complete.
For sure.
But he's still got some canvas. I mean, he could rise into the teens in this list.
Yeah. So is Chris Sale already a Hall of Famer?
It
feels like no to me.
Doesn't feel like that. No.
How many more seasons of this does he need to be one? Because I'm with you guys. He's almost there. But not yet.
So the number they were bandying about, he just hits 2,500 Ks. 3,000 Ks is like an automatic. You get 3,000 Ks, you're in the Hall of Fame. So he's 500 Ks away.
So if it's just stats.
200 Ks a year. So he could, a couple more seasons, he's in.
Okay. But he's...
It's weird. It's a weird career.
He's not the ace of a world champion, you know, a World Series champ.
Well, I mean, he is when he's healthy. Like, and that's the issue. And he was a Cy Young Award winner last year. He bounces back. He wins the World Series with the Red Sox. Like, he has a really interesting resume.
You have a playoff moment that you remember him where he just came in the playoffs and just...
Well, he closed out. What was the game, Fitzy? He closed out.
Game 5, 2018 World Series.
There
he struck out. He was the closer for the final inning, and he put Machado on his knees.
So is that Hall of Fame worthy, that performance right there?
Not just that, but when I feel like he's got a bunch of bullet points that you go, oh, yeah, he did do that. Oh, yeah, he does have that number.
2017, he had over 300 strikeouts for the Sox. He was dominant.
We just get caught up in, as Boston fans, he signed an extension and then immediately fell off his bike, broke his wrist, couldn't pitch, like injury after injury after injury.
Broke a TV.
Yeah, like this whole negative view kind of makes us miss the point that he probably is a Hall of Fame pitcher. It's interesting.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
It all
way.
Just snuck up on me last night when I saw him get his 2,500th K, and then they said he was the fastest to it, and then they start listing things, and you're like, son of a bitch, he is a Hall of Famer with the things he's accomplished. So
I just remember him as being the guy that got mad about the jerseys.
Cut the sleeves off. Oh, yeah.
Yet he's the nicest guy in the world. It's so strange how he is like a super psycho and then the coolest dude with a great soundbite.
Also, Ted, the opposite of you, and I don't mean this as a shot, he is the skinniest human being I've ever seen in person in my life. And I literally saw him in a hotel in Arizona in spring training. And he it's just bones. There's like a waist. It looks like his pants are just going to slide off.
He's like refugee thin. Yet has giant, giant hands. I'm 6'2", and I had to look up to him. Like, he's a tall dude. He's a big guy.
The way he pitches is kind of fun to watch. I like how he whips it.
It's a whip.
It's just a whip.
It's that thing you use so you don't get your hand dirty to throw to your dog. That little stick with the ball on the end.
Chris Sale. Hit a golf ball really far.
He'd probably blow his back out or something. Channing Crowder.
Oh, my gosh, this guy.
Oh, you like this story?
Oh, this is the greatest story ever, and we haven't talked about it until right now.
Well, we talked about the first part of this story, which was Channing Crowder saying that Jordan choreographed the Open and had her paws all over Bill Belichick.
To what?
To the podcast with Ryan Clark and Bill Belichick, which was, very damage control-y, boring, not the CBS interview. And then Channing Crowder says with a local radio station, her paws were all over it, choreographed it. We couldn't play the audio. Why? Because the audio seems to have disappeared. But we do have audio of Channing Crowder pulling a Ted Johnson
get those
and beep, 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 backing his ass up with an apology.
Oh. Here you go.
What were you, trying to convey, or what would you say about those things now?
Oh, I would say now that it came out, we're talking about Belichick with him and Jordan. Great, beautiful couple, honestly.
Beautiful couple, honestly.
Beautiful couple.
What a 180.
This effing guy.
I had to pause it. I'm sorry.
You got more. There's more.
There's much more. That was just insane.
You know what? All that stuff I said, just forget it. The smiling, nodding. No.
They use the word cringeworthy today a lot. This apology is cringeworthy.
It's awful.
Makes me uncomfortable, and I'm not 100%. The one forced to give it.
All respect for this guy.
All right, here we go.
You can see that they love each other.
Uh-huh. It's a real couple.
And it's a real couple.
It's a real couple.
And that's the thing. And
are they in love?
As I was talking about on radio, you fall into the narratives. Mm-hmm. So you've heard all the stuff about them. People keep asking you about that. And then I was like, Oh, it's wild to see Bill with a younger woman and seeing that equality of it. And it was just, because I looked at him in the AFC East as this, you look at Bill as a football god, so you see him in a different way. And it was not, what I spoke on was not what I saw with them. I got caught up in the narrative, caught up in the questioning. When somebody sees that you have talked to football god, now they want to ask the questions that they've had on their minds for years. And I would say that's what I got caught up in. And I just want to tell Bill, Jordan, I apologize for any negativity it brought to you. Coach, we talked on the phone. I told you, I respect you as much as I anybody in this world. And what happened and the articles came out were unrealistic, and that's the opposite of what I wanted to do for you and what I want to do for your relationship, Coach. So that's my bad, and I want to put it out there as a man. My bad, Coach.
He said what I said I saw is not what I saw.
Right.
What?
Right.
What the hell does that mean?
I also love when people answer questions that weren't asked. They're a real couple. I didn't say anything that they weren't. Why are you telling me they're a real couple? You seem to be getting ahead of the curve.
I fell into the narrative as opposed to you just said what you saw.
Right.
You're saying now you fell into the narrative. Okay, so what you saw isn't the real thing?
I know pussyfooting.
Yeah.
this guy. So she didn't choreograph it. You just flat out lied. You made it up.
Just made it up.
Why'd you make it up? Because that wasn't
he fell into the narrative.
No. There was no narrative about it. You just said she choreographed it. So you stated an observational fact of an occasion.
But, you know what's so funny? He's literally trying to say, when he says, I got caught up in the narrative, he's trying to say, Everyone else was making fun of this relationship, yep. and so I got caught so up, right, and so right, right. I started making fun of it, but that's really not what happened.
But what's the key piece of information in that whole thing?
When I talked to Bill.
There you go.
And I bet you Bill, that's you know it. Who I bet is mad about that? Jordan. Idiot, Crowder, you weren't supposed to say you talked yep, to us. This is supposed to be coming from
that's
you.
That's exactly right.
She must have been pissed when she heard that, but this was embarrassing.
It's for embarrassing. Him? For who, though? Who's it really embarrassing for?
Channing.
Well, Channing.
Okay, and?
I know where you're going to take this, because you tend to take it in this direction.
And?
Bill.
Mm-hmm. Because Bill's like, he's got to stomp out all these, that's what he does.
He's a bully.
Yeah.
How do you think he controlled the message for 20 years?
It's amazing. What is this
I
guy?
I was bullied by
why
him.
Why does Channing Crowder feel like he's got to make this apology? What is Bill going to fire him?
Bill
get him fired
Belichick
from his job?
Or? Has done it again.
Like, what is he so afraid of Bill that he has to go on and make a, honestly, make a fool of himself?
I feel like you are better to answer that. I mean, you're an NFL player. Like, what does he have? Like,
No clue.
Because I have no reason.
I have no idea.
Because Channing Crowder is no longer playing and Bill's no longer coaching. So it's not like I want to play for Bill's team in the NFL. He's not coaching for Bill. He hired Jamie Collins, not you. Did you want to get on Bill's staff? Like, what favor does he owe you?
No clue.
Quid pro quo, what are you getting out of this?
But the key is Bill talked to him.
Or is it as simple as your boy, and I know he's your boy because I watched you and him dap up in the airport, Ryan Clark. Did he just orchestrate?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All of this. Was he mad about it? Because he
brokered it.
Yeah. Did he broker the deal? Because he works with Bill on Inside the NFL. He works with Channing Crowder on the Pivot.
Yes.
Is it called podcast?
Yeah.
So did
that's
he
what
just force this to come together?
That's what, but my guess is Ryan didn't know that he was going to be saying that stuff, and that
yeah.
he Ryan got heat for it, and so he's mad at him for saying the things he said, because ultimately Ryan got some heat for what his co-host said.
And Ryan's been getting a lot of heat lately. He got into the whole thing with RG3 about his wife, and she's white, and they can't possibly talk about race over the dinner table, so maybe stay out of it. Like, he needs to maybe just take a break.
Just chill. You know,
June's a good month.
You know,
go on a vacation, step away from a microphone for a while.
I might
do it.
I think when he first got into the business, I thought he was excellent. There's a humility to him. I think now it's a little... You know, he's big time now, you know? I think it's you get a little bit over your skis sometimes.
Well, he also seems to blend wanting to say things that are really sort of controversial with then not liking the response when you say something that's kind of controversial.
Don't work that way.
I wish
I could do that.
Right, you can't have both. You can't say Bill Belichick gets 10% of credit for the dynasty and then cry if people question you for saying Bill Belichick, right? You take the good and the bad. That's you got to take the heat. You don't like the heat, get out the
kitchen. This story's phenomenal, though.
This is a good story. Real quick, Stiz, do we have the Joe Flacco audio? We don't have to play the whole thing, but Joe Flacco was asked about, and I thought this was relevant to us because these were the questions we were asking Jacoby Brissett last year. Are you a mentor or are you trying to be the starting quarterback? Starting quarterback, and Joe Flacco is in that role in Cleveland, and I thought he had really good answers here.
It's a talking point. You can kind of like use it, like, because it's a good question to bait somebody into answering, and no matter how they answer it, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest. And I've said, I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already. There's been already a ton of times where there's learning experiences. And I have a lot of experience and I can talk on things. And hopefully they listen. But it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. And, you know, hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room. And you naturally want to do that.
All right. Thank you Stiz. Yeah, I thought he nailed the hell out of that answer because this is very common.
Way to go, bud.
I don't think reporters are necessarily trying to gotcha you, but they want to write something, and how you answer it is going to take them in one direction or the other. And he's right. If you say, I'm here to be a mentor, you don't really care if you play anymore. You lost your competitive edge and you're fired. Or, no, I'm just trying to win my job. I'm not worried about being a mentor. Oh, you're an a-hole and not a leader and a good veteran, right? Like, what are you supposed to say?
I thought Matt Flacco crushed this. It was so refreshing. I think Joe Flacco is at the top of the, man, I used to hate you during your early playing days when you played against my favorite team, but now that you've become a veteran presence, probably with a media career to come, I'm a fan. I love old man Flacco. I think he's great.
I do love the how fans just want these guys to be, you know, teach the young guys. It's like, would you at your job?
Right.
Would you want to help the younger people below you? So that they take your job eventually someday?
Right. Yeah,
does that make any sense?
Hey, Vanna White, there's this really attractive young woman who's going to come in. Can you show her how to spin the letters?
Oh, you don't want to? Oh, you're selfish. Oh, what's...
No, I want to keep my job.
You're not a good team player.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.